When you cast your ballot today, that choice will be kept private. But dozens of people will know if you showed up to the polls, your name, address, and your party affiliation, even if they don't know whom you voted for. So who are they? James Dawson has this report.
This year, a lot of Americans learned that parts of their personal data are available for just about anyone to see. No, not because of data breaches like the one that recently happened at the credit bureau Equifax, but because of voting.
I'm honored to welcome you here today as the bipartisan Presidential Advisory Commission on Election Integrity prepares to conduct its first official meeting. Very, very important.
President Trump claims millions of people voted illegally last November, but that's never been proven. His commission has met twice, but hasn't backed up Trump's claims. The commission requested the names, addresses, dates of birth, and the last four digits of voter social security numbers across all 50 states as its first act, prompting an outcry from privacy advocates. Idaho is among 35 states to hand over bits and pieces of that data, but only what's publicly available to anyone with $20 to spare. In 2016, that same data went out to 75 individuals or companies both in the Gem State and across the country.
My name is Corey Cook. I'm the dean of the School of Public Service at Boise State University.
Cook is one of them. The treasure trove of nearly 800,000 registered voters here allows him to sort out patterns in voter behavior, like if young people who voted in a presidential election will vote in midterms or even primaries.
Voter data are an important source of data for researchers, whether that's academic researchers who are interested in these broader voting trends, or if it's companies who are interested in micro-targeting voters for an election.
Campaigns have gotten more savvy recently. Staffers can figure out who their likely voters are and who they need to flip based on demographic data and voting trends. Cook is one of just four researchers out of the 75 who requested Idaho's voter database last year. The majority were politicians, but nearly a third of them were lobbyists, campaign consultants, or marketing firms.
I do think that we need to limit the access to the voter lists to those who are truly engaged in the political process and not those who might be using it for marketing purposes.
That's State Representative John Gannon, a Boise Democrat who would like to let voters opt out of releasing some of their information, but he's still working out the details. Gannon is more adamant about levying stiffer penalties for those who would skirt the affidavit everyone has to sign before getting a copy of the voter database, promising not to use it for commercial purposes.
In order to be sure that we're not having marketers and people really investing for profit.
Right now, anyone who breaks that promise risks up to 5 years in prison and a $1,000 fine. The Secretary of State's office says campaign consultants get a pass since the law allows the data to be used for any kind of political purpose. And this is where it gets murky. Nation Builder, a company out of Los Angeles that pulled Idaho's database, lists politicians and advocacy groups along with fashion companies and coffee shops among its clients. Gina Davis, Vice President of Professional Services for Nation Builder, says they're not using voter data for commercial purposes.
At the end of the day, the voter file is not meant to be a product on which we make money. It was just a matter of we built this product to give people the tools to do the thing that they wanted to do.
But the company does sell voter data from individual states online to those eligible based on local laws. Instead of the $20 you'd pay at the Idaho Capitol, you'd owe $2,000, nearly a 10,000% markup. Davis says Nation Builder only charges that fee to non-customers and that you could get around it by signing up for a free trial. But politicians and companies aren't the only ones interested in that data. Brian Cunningham heads the Cybersecurity Policy and Research Institute at UC Irvine.
If you look at what happened at Equifax, they just followed the Willie Sutton rule, right? He robbed banks because that's where the money is. If it's known or easily discoverable that a particular company is acquiring massive amounts of voter data, then I would expect them to be targets.
While public voter databases don't boast as much sensitive information as health records, for instance, Cunningham says identity thieves can still piece together someone's life through them. Idaho has already dealt with a security breach through a third-party company. Nearly 790,000 people who bought hunting and fishing licenses had their data stolen last year, according to the Idaho Statesman. The state hired a cybersecurity czar over the summer to beef up its tech shield against hackers. However, residents will have to trust outside companies who have their voter data to handle it with the same care. For KBSX News, I'm James Dawson.
You can find a map of everyone who requested Idaho's voter file at our website, boisestatepublicradio.org.